Teamsters, coal miners, and workers from various other industries are calling on Congress to pass a bill that'll save their pensions. The rally comes ahead of a special congressional committee meeting to be held in Columbus on the issue. Many plans are in danger of insolvency, with an estimated 1.3 million retired union workers who could lose their pensions in the near future. More than 60,000 of those workers are from Ohio. Bill Saunders from Belmont County is a retired coal miner. He says he worked 53 years, knowing that he'd receive his pension down the line.
It's hurtful to fight for something all your life, work your life, and then somebody else come in there and say, no, you didn't earn that, that's something else. No, that's not the way it works.
Mike Kelly was also in the crowd. He's a coal miner from Dillonvale, near Steubenville. And while he's not receiving a pension, Kelly is concerned about his fellow workers who rely on that money.
To worry month by month if it's going to be there, I don't think that's right. You know, you should be, after you work your life and retire, you should be able to relax and know that, you know, that pension check is going to be there.
Democratic U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown has raised concerns about this issue for years. Brown, a co-chair of the committee meeting in Columbus, says this is vital for unions, but insists it's more than just a labor issue.
But my obligation also is to protect these businesses whose financial viability is in jeopardy if we don't fix this, and ultimately the pension system, which undergirds tens of millions of workers, is threatened.
The pensions are in danger for several reasons. The latest national recession in 2009, a high volume of retirees, and corporate bankruptcies, to name a few. The fear is that the collapse of those vulnerable pension plans can create a wave of insolvencies, even for the plans that are doing okay. And that can mean millions more could lose their pensions as well. Brown has introduced the Butch Lewis Act, named in memory of a Cincinnati labor leader. It creates low-interest, 30-year loans to help support the pensions. But Brown says he's open to negotiating with anyone on the issue, adding that he's had productive conversations with Republican U.S. Senator Rob Portman. Portman is also on the committee, making Ohio the only state with two lawmakers on the panel. Portman says he also believes there's a way to bring both sides together.
I think we can do it, but we got to put politics aside to do so. It's going to be one of these, I hope, rare occurrences in Washington where we recognize a crisis and shove the politics aside, seize the opportunity, and find a workable solution that all parties can rally around.
For Bill Saunders and his fellow union workers, they say lawmakers need to act soon. Brown's bill has been stalled in the Senate for a while. But some conservatives, including Brown's Republican opponent this fall, Congressman Jim Renacci, have opposed the idea, calling it a bailout using taxpayer money. Saunders fires back at that argument.
If we'd reverse this and put the politicians in the same position that we're in, what would they do? It would have been repaired already. That's my opinion.
The Special Congressional Committee must complete its work by the end of November. They hope to vote out a plan by that time. A bill can only pass out of that committee with at least 10 votes. 5 must be Republican votes, and 5 must be Democratic votes. If they do pass something, then that bill is guaranteed a trip straight to the Senate and House floor for a vote. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.